In the background, David McCallum from Music A Bit More of Me, The Edge. And before that, House of Mirrors from Music It's Happening Now, David McCallum. You know, tomorrow is David McCallum's birthday. That's why I pulled this, because, hey, it's David McCallum. You know, Ilya Kuryakin from The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Yeah, he couldn't decide if he wanted to be an actor or a musician. He made like five albums. Maybe four. I don't know. I don't remember exactly. But it's all stuff like this. And then he had a long career as an actor. He was on three TV shows that I know of. And he was in a bunch of movies, too. Hold on. He was in... What was it? So he was on NCSI, I think. He played like this, you know, like kind of forensic scientist. And in the 70s, he had a show. I think he was The Invisible Man or something. It was a short-lived TV show. Anyway, David McCallum, happy birthday. It's tomorrow. He's no longer with us, unfortunately. Died at 90, so that's pretty good. Dick Raymakers before that, Canon 3, Super Adair. From 1965, from the complete tape music of Dick Raymakers. Sand from Ultrasonic Seraphim, we heard. Actually, it's from The Golem, but collected on this double disc CD called Ultrasonic Seraphim. Vulture 1 and Jan Bark, or Jan Bark, from Arg. Jan Bark and Folk Rob together. Well, pieces by both. Anyway. Bar was what we heard there. And I've got to say goodbye. This is Freeform Radio, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I'll see you next week. Stay tuned for Miracle Nutrition. Bye.
Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we journey together through time and space. Well, you do that anyway without me, but it's nice to do it together. And maybe for once we won't learn a little something. Maybe we'll even be disabused of things we thought we knew. Oh, or not. Oh, I don't care. Oh, bless you. I'm sorry. I made it sound scary. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Miracle Nutrition. Now, what is that? Is that some kind of podcast where you talk about entertainment or old TV shows and say, oh, that Raymond Bailey and Nancy Culp had such great rapport on the Beverly Hillbillies, better than the other actors? Oh, or no. Or, oh, I know what it is. You're one of those fellas that say, let's go to Mars. We should all go to Mars and build factories there that make cake icing and car batteries, and then we'll ship them back to Earth using people called space road truckers, and we'll make TV shows out of them, and maybe even heroes, and oh, they get blown out of space by a meteor. No cake frosting for months. Is it worth it? Yes, we're on Mars. No. Oh, I know what kind of podcast it is. You're going to talk about an 80s unsolved murder and all the gruesome details of it, and we'll pretend that it wasn't a real teenager who was killed and that there was real grief and suffering, and we'll dig it up for entertainment purposes. Oh, there's nothing more interesting. It's just so interesting. I find that excavating graves and digging them up, see what people were buried with, what kind of jewelry they were, it's just so interesting. Now, if you ever catch yourself saying something is interesting and you can't find any other reason to do it, Think about it deeply. Oh, my goodness, I'll tell you one thing this show isn't. Interesting. Why? Well, because hopefully I'm going to say things that you've heard before. Because when you hear things you haven't heard before, you know, who knows if they're true or not? Oh, my goodness, I'm here just to remind you of what's in your heart. What's in my heart? Well, fatty deposits and other kinds of deposits, too. So there's things on a physical level, but then we know there's things on another level.
Spiritual?
No, I don't know. I just meant like hardware, software. So you think things, and they may not have any kind of tangible reality, but oh, they're real. So I guess what this, and it's not a podcast. I don't even know what that, I don't know what the pod in podcast is. It's a broadcast. I think back in the day, people had a thing called a pod, like an iPod or something, and those disappeared. But the terminology stayed. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Because I see the word pod also on the self-storage things that people have dropped in their driveway. So I have so much stuff, I need a truck out front to put some of it in. I understand that. And then I'll have it hauled away, and I'm going to pay to not see it. That's what my storage unit is. It's things I know I can't give up, but I really, I will pay somebody to not see them for a while. Oh, take them away. Isn't that like life, though? What? I don't know. Paying for stuff? Bless you. I'm just glad to be with you. What I offer you is not any kind of insight or something, but just un-something love. What's the word I want?
Depending on something.
I know I'm all thinking unconditional. It has some conditions. Condition has a lot of different meanings, as you know. You condition your hair, which is when you, after you shampoo it, I don't have any hair, so I'm being told this. You rub some other stuff on it that makes it kind of slimy. And I don't know what that's for, but it's called conditioning. And I do know what physical conditioning is because I've worked out before and say, I feel I'm getting in good condition, like a good I need a conditioner maybe, somebody to soften me up. I need a trainer who's really like one of those sheets you put in your dryer. And what they do, I don't know if you know this, what they do is they coat your clothing with a film. And I think that's what all conditioner does. And that's what, when you're being conditioned to do something, think of it like that. Say, somebody's putting some slimy undercoat on me. And I love you. I wouldn't do that to you. I'm here just bringing pure shampoo and soap. And, oh my gosh, let's lather up together. No, that sounds icky. I like those old Westerns when people took, they would take baths in their long underwear. And as somebody who's kind of modest, I think I'd like that. I wouldn't mind going to, I wish you could do that. Say, I would love to go to a Japanese onsen in a wetsuit. And then I feel like I could, I don't care if you're naked. That's not an issue. But I'd love to be in a wetsuit and maybe a no mask. I'd make all those sounds for all my Japanese friends. Say, what are you doing? Stop that. Don't do that. I have a, if you don't, you can steal things if you don't use them. Then it's not appropriation. I just take things because I don't think it's hurting anybody to do kabuki sounds alone. And I will do that because I'm just inspired by different sounds that people make. And I want to make them too. And I don't want them to think that I've stolen it. So when I steal from someone, I don't let them know. And that's, it saves their feelings. Largely. If I were to rob a bank, I'd never do that kind where you go in with it, say, give me all your money. No, not at all. I would do something like change my name, take out a loan, default on the loan, leave the country, do a few more ID changes. I don't know, something like that. Subtle. My heart is here for you. And I'll tell you what I've got in it besides fatty deposits and blood at any given time. I have something in it, a seed. Would you eat a watermelon and then you swallowed it? And no, not that kind of seed. It's love. Oh, my goodness, love. Love is something that lives in us, doesn't it? Just like on a computer program or something, all the ideas seem to dwell within us. And then when we perish, they're gone. They jump to someone else. Have you noticed that? So a lot of you must think, well, I wonder if it's just the person is where it's coming from, or whether people are almost like computers and there's these programs that just keep jumping from one person to another. And you got to be alive. You have to be a running computer to have the software on you. And that could be, or we could have a thing called souls. I don't know how that works because of memory and everything. I mean, because a lot of my relatives have died with not much of their memory or brain intact. And you just, well, you know, are you like that in the afterlife? What's a soul? Memories? Dispositions? Inclinations? I'm going to speak today. Let's say this were a podcast and there was some kind of pod involved. I don't even know what that is. That like a what things crawl out of, like or a pea? Oh, the only pod I know for sure is a pea pod. All the other pods are metaphors to me. So what is it about it? What is a pea pod? I don't know, because now I've said it a couple times and that triggers, I think, THC in your brain or something. If you say a word, you don't even have to be high. If you repeat a word too much, it starts to lose meaning. Why is that? Well, I'm going to actually, that's so funny. I'm going to actually explain what's going on, I think. I've thought about it a little bit. And I think most of the thing is that we live in a world created by language. Because if you think about it, absent language, there's no paradoxes or lies or anything like that. It's all in communication. There's not even ideas per se, are there? There's sort of trends and things. But it all seems to lie in this ability to communicate one way or another. So it's this symbolic transfer of ideas that seems to be what's going on. Now you got a Ship of Theseus paradox. How's that a paradox? It's only a language paradox because you're naming a thing. It's a naming problem. So the minute you create, the Ship of Theseus paradox is basically this. So you got this fella named Theseus. What I'll deliver it like Andy Griffith. There's this fella named Theseus what lived in a football stadium. No, he didn't live in a football stadium. Let's say he lived in Greece and he had a ship. Had a ship. Ball. Oh, now it's Jerry Clower. Jerry Clower and Andy Griffith talking about Theseus. Oh, bring that ship out here, Theseus. Oh! That's the Jerry Clower part. Theseus had a ship what sailed on the ocean. Oh, he thought he's a big deal till Marcel Ledbetter came on and it. Anyway, you guys, it's a ship and Theseus dies and the ship goes on. And they keep replacing a part of it, like a board. And then finally, every board has been replaced and every mast. Is it still the Ship of Theseus? Well, I've trapped you with language. Because the fact is that the Ship of Theseus started not being the Ship of Theseus the minute it was created. Everything is in flux and changing. And so it's always being replaced and it's never the same thing. So this idea is just a naming problem. You've named a thing. It's changed. Is it still the same thing? Well, was it ever? The deeper you go, you realize that a lot of times we've put words on things, and it's the words causing the problems. And I'll tell you how do we deliver ourselves from that? Well, here's the answer. And because it isn't words, it's hard to interpret and you don't understand it. So that's unfortunate. And that's the end of the show. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, bless you. My goodness. How can a thing just be the absence of things? So your show, basically, my friend Hardy, I thought, it says miracle nutrition. So I wonder about that. Is it about food? There's more types of food than just food. There's also food or food. You see, with language, it's crazy. It's pointless almost. Oh, my goodness. Use it only for entertainment purposes. Don't try to run your life with it. People pay to have it removed from their heads, or rather to acquire techniques for shutting off the language and experiencing their life for a few instances there. Now, are you saying we don't need to communicate with one another? What? Hardy, are you saying that we don't need to communicate with one another? I don't know what you're saying to me right now. Oh, I love you so much, though. I'm just going to give hugs. That's mainly my job, is to tell you, oh, my goodness, I look at you. I feel like everybody is my children. That's condescending. All right. I feel like everybody's my grandparents. That's weird. All right. I don't know what to tell you. We're all connected and related. And I feel like our hearts are probably pretty closely bound. And that seems to me like I might know what's in your heart, the good and the bad, and tell you right now, let's move towards that the light and the life. Oh, and away from the pain and all that kind of stuff. How do you do that? Well, you begin with studying. What should I study? I know that if I want to get serious about religion or something, I should study. Whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't say nothing about religion. Spirituality. Whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't say nothing about spirituality. All right, well, getting my heart straight. Whoa, 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 whoa. No, wait, wait, no, no. That's it, yeah. So listen, I say study. I study the Three Stooges, but it really could be anything. You can pick anything. And there's a horrible new expression called deep dive. And maybe it's not new, but say, oh, AI even uses it. We're going to take it today. We're going to take a deep dive into
insert subject.
Why don't you like that analogy? Because it feels like you got to come up to air once you go. So you seek knowledge, but then you got to come back up because you're diving. You know, you're going into this thing, like it's a cave or something. And it's not just a way of seeing or opening your eyes. So I don't want to say we're going to take a deep open our eyes or something. I know that's not as clever. We're going to fly around. We're going to soar and discover. Join me now, won't you? As we soar and discover what? Insert the subject, the Three Stooges. So what is it about it? Well, it helps me with figuring things out. And one of the things that had helped me is the idea of a fake Shemp. So what fake Shemp is that the actor who played Shemp, you know, so there's in the 50s, Curly had died. I don't know if you know anything about the Three Stooges, but there's largely a brother-friend act. And a threesome. And it was Mo, Larry, and Shemp, the Three Stooges. And that was a guy named Mo Howard, fellow named Larry Fine, and fellow named Shemp Howard. Now, they're using their real first names as their silly clown characters. Now, at one point during the filming, and while they still had some contractual obligations, Shemp died, and they hadn't finished a lot of their short subject films, and so they got somebody else to stand in, and they filmed him from behind as a body double. This was done a lot in movies. Before CGI or something. And then it became an expression of fake Shemp, you know, to have a body double like that. But if you think about it for 2 seconds, there can't be anything called a fake Shemp because Shemp himself is a fake Shemp. If it's a character, right? So you say when they switch Darrens on Bewitched. So the actors, two different actors playing the same character. And people were like, what? That's the fake one. Well, no, there never was a Darren.
On Dinkus's Pride, Dinkus is torn between the love of his family and his dreams of chasing the stars.
I'm going to the stars. It's what makes me happy.
Until fate intervenes.
Your mother is sick, Dinkus.
And on a brand new episode of There and Mac Again, JC gets a taste of his own medicine.
Oh, this is terrible.
I know. I made it.
And Ed ain't gonna like it. Dinkus. And There and Mac Again. Back to back. It's gonna be a TBC Sunday night. I like flavor.
I like flavor.
I like flavor.
I like flavor.
And I like flavor.
My whole family likes flavor, especially in their bread. That's why I serve them Flavor Bread. The most flavorful bread there is for sandwiches or just eating anytime.
Flavor Bread.
Flavor Bread.
TBC, Channel 9 in Bropus. The Oldsmobile Grand Mark has a special something. It's not the front-wheel drive, train power system, or engine capacity, horsepower voted among the industry best. It's not the safety or design record even. It's the feeling you get when you sit behind the wheel. It's a statement of pride. It's me and my olds.
Cole Brothers Oldsmobile.
Store. Story at 11. A brother's return brings only grief to his family.
I'm not a turkey. Get it straight.
Jim Bunger, Linda Ponderis in the season premiere of Promised Land. Then, George Gramps knows more than he's telling.
I trust that's your grape.
About a mystery.
You have to go to the authorities.
I am the authorities.
All new Diagnosis Death after Promised Land. From Walt Disney Pictures, somewhere on another world, a young boy and his magnificent condor...
Hiya!
...have been kidnapped by an evil alien.
I got him!
Now, the message is out, and 1,000 heroes are racing in.
Let's go for it!
...in the most breathtaking adventure yet.
We got this!
It's a story filled with fun and wonderful Disney characters.
Watch out, buddy!
Only in theaters, it's Walt Disney Pictures' all-new The Crazy Friends.
Once upon a time, all the crops failed in Cornland.
What will we do?
We're out of niblets.
But then they discovered Golden Nugget Frozen Corn.
And now we're saved.
Golden Nugget Frozen Corn. It's like something out of a fairy tale.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan. I'm a big thing, and he's no dummy. I'm a big dummy.
Hey, Butchie, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm editing some audio for a Hardy White talking doll I'm making.
Oh.
I'm a big dummy.
Is that something he says?
Well, it sounds like something he should. I'm hoping to use the time machine to take the doll to a primitive culture, then jump ahead a couple thousand years and see if they're worshipping it.
I'd check back in 2-year intervals. People are fickle.
Good point.
Listen, I want your opinion on this poem I wrote.
It's stupid.
But you haven't even seen it yet.
Have you ever written poetry before?
Not really.
So first poem, maybe?
Maybe.
And since there's no evidence that you're some kind of genius or reincarnation of Gwendolyn Brooks, then your poem is probably stupid.
Okay.
I'll make you a deal. I'll take a look at the 1,000th poem that you write, but you have to spend a half a year on each one.
Okay, deal. I appreciate the encouragement.
If it's insincere praise you want, you can give that to yourself without morally compromising the person you're forcing to lie to protect your feelings.
You don't have to lie to protect my feelings.
Oh, yes, I do. Because you don't protect your feelings. Just keep making your donuts. Somebody will walk into your shop eventually.
So, Hardy, sometimes I wonder, does Butchie even like me?
Of course he does. You've been friends since you were kids.
Okay, that's true. But for the whole time, he seems like he's only been tolerating me. Does he actually like me?
Well, that's something to ask him.
Oh, really? That's something I should ask him. Butchie, do you like me? I'd get a straight answer, huh?
No, you're right. Never ask him that. I think he shows you affection in his way. He's a weird guy. I think he likes us as well as he can like anyone.
I guess. But it really does wear on me. Does Butchie even like me? I honestly don't know. And after all these years of being friends,
You'd think that I would. I'll never stop liking him. And we're friends, and we always have been. But I wonder, does Butchie even like me?
Hey, I heard your dumb song.
Oh, great.
Well, you're right. I don't like you.
I knew it.
I love you, you idiot. You're an idiot.
Do those wrinkles in your shirt got you down, buddy? Are you looking like you slept in your clothes? Well, you need a blast. A blast is all in your dryer's wrinkle-free finish cycle. And you'll look like the million bucks you ought to, buddy. There, that's my wrinkle-free blast, buddy. Blast. Blast out wrinkles. And blast your worries away.
Oh, Gotha.
Yes, Captain?
I want you to be on the lookout for a very special VIP passenger.
What's his name, sir?
Adolf Hitler.
Adolf Hitler?
Correct.
All right.
I want you to treat him like royalty, because he's marrying my mother.
Adolf Hitler is marrying your mother?
Yes.
I didn't know that Hitler was still with us.
Not that Adolf Hitler, you imbecile. Good Lord.
Sorry, of course. Well, what does this one look like so I can look out for him?
He looks like Phil Silvers, but grafted to his neck is the head of Milton Berle.
Ah, much like Ray Milland and Rosie Greer, who were on our ship last week.
Yes, yes, very much like that. A two-headed celebrity who happens to be my future stepfather. So no mistakes, Ensign Purser Assistant Smith Jr.
Roger, Captain.
Roger?
I mean, aye, aye, sir.
Dismissed, Mr. Smith. Gopher.
Oh, Bosun.
Yes, Captain.
I think we are phasing in and out of different realities.
Okay.
For instance, take this cruise ship we manned.
Yes, Captain.
There seems to be celebrities who board this cruise multiple times under assumed aliases, and each time they live different lives and have different backgrounds. But I am 100% sure they're actors. It's the same person.
For instance, Captain.
For instance, Tom Bosley, a.k.a. Harry Meacham, a.k.a. George Hammond, a.k.a. Herbert Chandler, a.k.a. Howard Pfister.
I see.
Oh, or Louis Nye, a.k.a. Barney Briscoe, a.k.a. Fred Peters, a.k.a. Glenn Dobson, a.k.a. Roger Garrett.
Very interesting, Captain.
Or Bert Convy, a.k.a. Ted Miller, a.k.a. Danny Holt, a.k.a. Gary Michaels, or is it Harry Fletcher? Oh, hello, Harry. Oh, no, I'm Josh Atkins. You're mistaken.
I see, Captain.
So, if each of these lives is real, what's going on?
I imagine we're trapped in a very limited reality, Captain. More like a TV show than a dream. Here's a bit of my 70s smooth jazz song, Nuggetless. Here's Butchie's rap song, Lynchland.
Sweeping up the bar, the crepe in the car. This time you're going to Jamie Farr. Room, the red room. Some kind of soul tune. Log Lady Log Flume. In the Lynch theme park, parasitic Twin Peak. Launch soon. I said launch, not Lynch. Far out, space, these nuts don't flinch. I got a low brow, okay? Still,
your meager cow, okay?
Total ripoff.
Let's look at language. There are close to 7,000 languages in the world. English is only one of those. And within English, there are reportedly over 150 dialects, some familiar and some very rare and disappearing. I'm in Coward County, Ohio right now with Mite Lonner. Mite's father, uncles, and grandfather were the last recorded speakers of an English dialect they call the old way of talking. But now, after the death of Mite's father last May, he is the last speaker of this obscure style. Hello, Mite. Do you remember your uncles and grandfather speaking in this dialect to only each other or others in the community as well?
I remember that certainly among each other they would speak this way, and my grandmother understood it but didn't respond in kind. I knew there were others who spoke this way in areas where we had family, but I also knew my friends' families didn't use the old way of talking.
Mike, could you give us a demonstration by reading this paragraph?
Certainly.
This is the old way of talking. My grandfather and his children spoke this way at home. I'm not sure where my great-grandparents were from. All of the houses look the same. The sky is blue, but so what? Big deal.
That's beautiful. This is the American shopping mall. In the absence of town squares or Victorian arcades with quaint covered shops and aspirational architecture integrated into the unique slope and shape of the environment, with no people-friendly, life-enhancing, inspiring center, these ugly and cynical, cheaply constructed megastructures whose large and treeless footprint chokes and clogs the very life's blood of the land it occupies. Even these sad places are now being deprived to the humans who live their short, precious lives in naive trust that the place they live in cares for them, cares about their loves and fears and struggles and triumphs.
I was telling him, I said, it's true. As long as I've been a detective, I have never seen anyone... Hang on, I gotta take this. Hello?
You better get over here. You'll want to see this.
Oh, all right. I'll be right there.
Oh, good Lord.
How do you think that happened?
I don't know. It was like that when I got here.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's true. In all the years that I've been a detective, I don't say... Hang on, I gotta get this.
You better get over here. You're gonna want to see this.
I'll be right there, Butchie.
Whoa.
Oh, I don't know whether to laugh or be sick. I've done both so far. I'll laugh a little, and then I'll throw up.
Yeah, this leaves me baffled.
It's a heck of a crime.
You know, it's true. In all the years that I have been a detective, I have never seen anything... Hang on a second, I gotta get this. Hello?
Yes, you're gonna want to get over here.
Because I'm gonna want to have to see this?
Because you're gonna...
There's something I have to see?
Yeah, there's something you have to see.
All right, I'll be right over.
Are you calling Elmer Doo-Doo?
Elmer Doo-Doo? Are you calling Elmer Doo-Doo too?
The world is whack. That's a fact. I looked it up in a stack of crack magazines a while back. You said Hoboken, I thought you said Hackensack. In that case, here's a Big Mac and a pack of Phillips Golden Blacks. I can hear your lips smack. I can hear your heart attack. You don't lack subtlety, fellow School of Hard Knocks faculty buddy. What'd you think was going to transact? Anyway, Jack, I got clackers from the 70s going to smack your skull, send a crack down the side like a fontanelle or Liberty Bell. I'm going to goof on your product's name like a Spiegelman Wacky Pack. Like I'll say iCAC for iMac or Star Burps with a pick of a guy belching Alpha Centauri. Sorry, not sorry. If it hurts, you should use it more. Go have a light snack and eat a lamp. Hardcore fakers lie on beds of liquid nails, shaking to make it look like a trance. Tip, stamp your website on your old business cards instead of printing more. Lick the floor like a beagle if you're bored. I got more, but there's a time limit for reasons I'll ignore. Suffice it to say, I like it that way. Nice of you to stay. Most leave by now. Hey, there's a thing after the gig if you've no big plans, with wigs and fans and French royalty sands, suntans and pants even. If you don't leave early evening and can make it to the part where the king gets naked. And the world is whack. The world is whack.
The spirit that I have seen may be the devil. Ah, the devil had the power to assume a pleasing shape.
A knife to a godfight and a rose to the dead. Modified light sword delivers blows to the head. Favorite things to bring for 500. I just forgot what I said. Wiping it off to clear the type of tears I left when I had the fear weeping that seeps from the spearhead from a member of the crew. I remember doing it with you. Do you? No clue. I knew it when I left for the east. The priests in the castles there can summon ghosts and beasts and make tables rear like mules that causes the rules to bend more because magic makes magic and latches on cabinets and maximum stab wounds and lack conditions position themselves like a monkey steals peaches. Bastard reaches the highest position and has to listen to the voices that say steel and iron, an iron monkey.
I rule you.
And so ergo I fool you. Go into my prison made of verbal abuse and gorilla glue. Decisions are made by herbal tea, fuel paid actors lacking empathy or information. The length of three empty train stations or blocks and cities with no light, no day, no nightlife. When I show up, surrender on sight. I'm like bringing a god to a knife fight. I'm like bringing a god to a knife fight.
Stop you right there, friend. Oh, thank you, Don, because really that's all the song I have. You know, it's so hard to write an entire song, and many of them for every episode, so I appreciate that. Oh, no problem. Win-win.
You know who you are, and you may be entitled. Boop-bop-de-beep. I'm a person from your past. Hear me out.
Call now. It's free.
An actual person answered and looked me up. Bang!
Call now.
$100 a month. That's $1,200 a year. $12,000 in 10 years. 800.
That's 1-800-HIGH-FREE-TREE. Hate heaven, fine hero. Call now.
If you're from the past, hear me out.
Call 1-800-HIGH-FREE-TREE. Hate heaven, fine hero. That's 1-800-HIGH-FREE-TREE. Hate heaven, fine hero. Now, Call now.
I thought I couldn't get any more money, but I called and boom, bang, boom. 10, 20, 30 times, 100,000 times 3 is 3 million.
Call now. Call now. Call now.
Boop, bop, da, bing, bing, bang, bang. Boop, boop, boom, bing, biddly, bop, boop. Boops.
Today, partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 50s, lows in the high 30s, no rain in the forecast. More of the same tomorrow, and you're never lonely with a deal of plan. Deal of plan and never remember. Master Marcus can teach you how to chant and how to lose yourself in streams of words till soldiers come and look for horses. What is this style? Master Marcus, can you teach me how to scat the chant and chant my heart away until the tears from the poetry roll down the face of folks? Call Master Marcus today and chant your troubles away a new way.
Make it the kind of dream that seems like it's a really important idea, but it's not. Make it the kind of dream where it seems like it's a really important idea, but it's not. Make it the kind of dream where it seems like it's a really important idea, but it's not.
Blind chat absorbs the flocks by light, all seated on the ground.
Do you remember me?
Not from a television show, but
from your dreams.
Disguised as old teachers or
forgotten cousins. I dwell in the recesses
of your memories.
But I am alive.
A parasite.
I am alive and I reside
inside.
I am inside you.
A living memory.
When you remember, you create me. Do you remember me?
When you remember.
Flip a credit to debit, you better regret it, you're headed towards retrograde, meta heaven.
shattered identity, vintage Pinto with window tinting bubbles. Trouble only runs on leaded. Now you regret it. Bob is rubbing a limousine using criminal Vaseline. Now he's popping up on the scene, still popping obscene. He's drunk, but he's mean. I mean, he's off and not clean. You're a good court jester, not a good night Irene. You're a good court jester, not a good night Irene. Clowns go down too. Ain't no round two.
In the realm of the Five Lords. We are the Five Lords.
That sounds like a 50s gang.
We are not a 50s gang.
All right.
We are a council of great judges.
All right.
You were about to destroy the world, Judge, and we cannot let you do that.
Hey, are you on his side? He murdered Scarf Man.
There are no sides in this. and we do not condone the murder of Scarfman.
But this is not the time or place in which World Judge meets his end. Someone has changed the timelines. Events have been altered, but by whom we do not know.
Who could do such a thing and why? Yes, this is Butchie Spinoza. I brought in a pair of shoes to Yinz to get fixed 5 years ago, and I was wondering if they was ready. All right, I'll hold.
Hey, Butchie, I found those old high school business cards.
Okay.
They look just like I remember with the fancy script. Calling cards, not business cards. What did I say?
Yes. Oh, okay, they'll be ready next Tuesday. Thanks.
What do you want these for anyway?
I'm going into the time brokerage business. The time machine is just sitting there since we decided not to use it because it's dangerous. And I thought, while we're waiting, let's put it to use to make some money.
You think so far outside the box, you probably can't even see the box where you are.
So, I get people outcomes they want in the past or future for a fee.
Seems like a lot of math.
Our next reader is Don Bourgeoisie, and he will be reading his poem, I Am a House. Let's give a warm welcome to Don.
Thank you. I am a house. I am a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath with an eat-in kitchen, which means that my internal life is almost entirely made for survival. Sleeping, eating, expelling. I have one room, which I call a library. It's filled with books and art and ephemera. It's the place where the useless is stored, the home of ideas and memories and pleasures. I'm a house full of possessions, some of which are necessities. Others are fragments of past joys and lost loves. My basement floods, and someday it'll destroy the foundation. Someday I will no longer stand, but collapse. Because I was never built to last. I was built to be a temporary home, to a fleeting soul, a ghost, who kept every photograph of every friend or aunt, who stacked novels on travel guides on pages of poetry, who hung paintings from children and old ladies, sweet souls, the drawers of my grandparents' dresser, filled with good luck coins and war medals and precious stones, snatched from rivers by young hands, mine and my kin. I am a house on this street next to your house, and your house speaks too. Your house has poems to read too. Hey.
Who here wants a miracle? Can I hear you? Who came here for a miracle? Fantastic.
Can you hear me, Butchie?
Yes, I can.
Good.
That's what we say at the Miracle New World meetings. Yes, I can. Are you ready to have your lives changed? All right.
All right, look for a fella in a gold shirt with red glasses. He has a good questionnaire.
You, sir, in the front with the red glasses. Are you looking for answers?
Yes, I am.
Well, come on up.
His name is Ted.
Come on up here, Ted.
Don't say it yet.
Ted the stage. Come on up, Ted the stage.
Good cover.
Thanks.
What?
What? I am now going to take a guess at your passion.
He's a writer. Wants to be a writer.
You love to write.
Yes.
You want to be a writer.
Oh my God, yes.
He hasn't been published yet, though.
You have not yet been published that yet, though.
You're right.
That can be very frustrating. You don't want to give up on your dream, right?
No, I don't.
He currently works as a copy editor for a state agency.
You are currently a real estate agent.
I didn't say real estate. I said state agency. He has a desk job for the state.
No, I have a job.
I meant that you take up real estate just sitting around working for the state. Am I right?
That's for sure.
You are masterful, Butchie.
But you have your master's.
No, I didn't.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you got there on your own, Butch.
That happens sometimes.
Indeed. Oh, and a laugh line. He lives in North Jersey. Want to hook him up with North Arlington Writer's Journal?
I'm going to give you some advice now, and hopefully you're going to be able to follow through. If by crazy chance you were from North Jersey, there is a writer's journal in North Arlington looking for writers to publish. And if you tell them I sent you...
Thank you, Butchie. It's like you're magic or something.
Maybe I just have a little fairy whispering in my ear.
I'm more like a very large sprite, but go on.
You're gonna be somebody, my friend.
Now call him Ted.
Can I take a wild guess at your name to test my powers?
Go right ahead.
Your name is Todd.
It's Ted, Butchie.
No, but that's close.
Ted?
Oh, my God.
I see what you did there, Butch.
Let them think you dropped the ball and then kick the ball into the hoop as it's dropping.
Okay.
I did not mean to say that out loud.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Lou, it's Don.
Hey, Don, what's up, buddy?
How are you?
I'm good, man.
Well, I'm just so, I'm so happy.
Yay.
I want to share something with you, so... Question. You can hear me?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, listen to this.
What? All right. Harmonica. All right, fantastic.
How about that, right?
Yeah, man.
Well, hang on, listen to this.
What? Oh. More harmonica.
Discovered their harmonica. It's given me so much joy.
Oh,
I can hardly
contain
myself.
Oh.
It makes me so happy. And I thought, who can I share this with? And so I said to myself, question, who can I share my joy with and my new love of harmonica? Let me just play you one more thing, Lou.
Oh, all right. Play it, Don. Oh, man. Oh, that's great. I'm so glad you found something that brings you joy.
Bosun.
Yes, Captain.
I know.
You know what, Captain?
I know that you are actually the captain and I'm the bosun. That you have been fooling me this whole voyage.
Fool is a harsh word.
Deceiving.
Lying to you, yes.
Pretending that I'm the captain when really you are.
Yes.
All the important decisions about the operation of the boat...
Ship?
...were yours.
Aye.
But why?
Well, you seem to have the desire to be thought important. You had the need to lead. So, to preserve your self-esteem, we let you believe you were captain.
I see.
Well,
but I am the bosun. Bosuns are skilled...
You're not exactly the bosun.
No.
No.
Then what? Speak up.
You're a parrot, sir.
I beg your pardon.
A parrot. Sort of a long-lived bird.
A bird. Well, this is not a uniform.
No, sir. It's feathers.
Feathers? Forgive my speechlessness. I'm nonplussed.
You're a good bird, though, and we all love you.
I'm a good bird.
A very good bird.
A very good bird.
You are. Who is?
I am. I am. Bosun. Bosun. Come here.
I'm here, Captain.
Look at the sea. Look at the sea.
It's beautiful, Captain.
Dismiss. Dismissed.
Give me a hand, fellas, will you?
Come over here and hold still. This is really caught. I'll loosen it up. I can't get it off. How did you get into that thing?
I was always popping rivets, so I had my tailor spot weld me.
Spot weld you? Fine thing. And I hit. You go, ooh.
Ooh.
again. Oh. Now, hold that. Now we'll have to bust you out of that hardware. Now hold still. All right. Two hits, hit. Both you guys go, ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Bend over these. Now hold still. Out of my way. Bend over there. Stand where you are.
I can't. Are you kidding?
Which one of you is Cedric the Blacksmith? Not me. We're three troubadours on the way to the court of King Arthur.
Troubadours?
Yeah, singing and dancing like this.
Oh, we stuck our little tootsies in the water, and we ducked under the waves we did. Aha!
And then slap, slap, slap.
Ow.
Owie.
If you thought that was funny, oh, Lord.
This has been a radio program that was written by myself, and then it was recorded by a fellow named Richard. The other people involved with it, a woman named Grace, came in and did some work on it, as well as some other people who drew some sketches while we sat around and smoked cigars and had drinks. It was a jolly time, and we worked together on a project that we all felt wonderful about. Then there was a chap named Chuck, who would draw things and show them to us, and we'd build them out of clay. And the clay was brought to us by a woman named Roberta. And after that, there was fireworks, and we had sandwiches. We loved it all. In those days, people wore their trousers wider and then more narrow again. It seemed as if things...
This has been Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County and New York City, New York, and online, WFMU.org worldwide. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
write it all about you. Yeah. The words will reflect your inner beauty. Yeah. And the melody, your eyes.